Today's daf is Menachis Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on the last line of Daf Yud Amid Beis. So the Gemara is concluding its discussion of the Mishnah on Daf Vav Amid Aleph. The first part of the Mishnah discussed the psulim, the ones that are possible to do kmitza. The Gemara discussed it in great detail. We had five dafin of Gemara going through the halachas of who's possible and in general, kmitza psula. The last line of the Mishnah was kamatz va'ala biyadai tsroir oy gargar melach oy koyret shalavana psula. So the Mishnah discusses a kohen who's doing the kmitza, and as we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss now the exact description of how kmitza was done. But for this halacha, when the kohen did the kmitza, he didn't take a full kmitza of soilas belulah b'shemen, but rather he picked up with it either a tsrar, that's a rock, gargar melech, a grain of salt, a kairet shalavaina, a little bit of levaina. The Mishnah said pasul, and the Mishnah gave a reason for it. The bnei she'amru ha-koymetz ha-yesev ha-chasar pasul, because the halacha is that a koymetz that has either too much or too little is pasul. In this case, the koymetz is chasar, because being that kmitza isn't just a process, it's also a shear, so the amount of soilus belulah b'shemen that the kohen has to take when he does the avodas kmitza is a full koymetz, and the koymetz has to be dafka of soilus and shemen. To the extent there's either a rock, a gargar of melach, or a koyrich alavoyna, it means that he's missing in the full sheer koymetz of soilus. As a result, it's a koymetz achaser. The halach is it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, kol hani lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to mention three examples of kmitza chesera, where he did kmitza and it was alabiyada, either a rock, or a grain of salt, or a koyrich alavoyna? Says the Gemara, tzrich ditan a tzrar, because had the Mishnah only said tzrar, I would have thought mishum the last sakravi. A tzrar is not a basakravi. You can't put a rock on the mizbeach. It has no shaykhis ta'akrava. As a result, you would think that if the kohen did kmitza and there's a rock inside, that would render the kmitza chasera. Because what's there in lieu of the kohenitz? A rock. A rock is so removed from akrava, it could establish the kmitza into a kmitza chasera. Abu melech tabas akrava. But salt, although you're not supposed to have salt in the kmitza, but at the same time, salt went on the mizbeach, al kol karboncha ta'akrav melech. So being that salt is a bas akrava, ematiskasha, maybe it doesn't have the ability to establish the kmitza as a kmitza psulvita on a melech. And the Mishnah said, tsrar em melech, I would have thought, even melech, lay ikva bahadi mincha meikara. A melech, although it's supposed to go on the mizbeach, and it's supposed to be on top of the mincha, but it wasn't supposed to be in the klisharis together with the mincha at the time he did the kmitz. But if the kohen did a kmitz and he took a little bit of levaina, being that the levaina is supposed to be inside the klisharis when he does the kmitz, when the kohen did the kmitz, so you had the soilus, belulah b'shemen, and the levaina. Now he wasn't supposed to take from the levaina. That's this mishnah. If he took even a little bit, even a koyrich levaina, it would make the kmitz a kmitz psula. But the levaina, at the very least, belongs with the mincha, not only on the mizbeach, but even in the original klisharis. So I would have thought, maybe if you took a little bit of levaina, it's not a kmitza psula, it's not a kmitza chser, it's okay. Kamash mola. Then the Mishnah said, "Bnei she'amru ha-koymetz ha-chaser v'ha-yeser pasul." If the koymetz is either chaser or it's yeser, the halacha is it's going to be pasul. Says the Gemara. In other words, the reason why, if the koyin did kmitza and he took either tsror, gargar, melech, or kerich, or levaina, it's pasul, is because it's chaser. The Gemara, my yirin mishum chaser v'yeser tebeli mishum chatzitza. So the Gemara has an interesting question. Why do we have to say that the reason in the aforementioned cases the kmitza's pasul is because it's a kmitza chasera? Why don't you say that the reason it's pasul is because it's a chatzitza? And Rashi explains this in two ways. He says, number one, if the tsrar or the gargar melech or the kerich alavoyna is touching the kohen's hand, that means it's being chaytze, it's between the yad of the kohen, the kaf of the kohen, as we saw in yesterday's daf, and the mincha. So it's a chatzitza between the hand of the kohen and the mincha. And if it's somewhere in between, then it should be chaytzeitz between the parts of the mincha that it's separating. And it's if it should create two half a koymitzes of mincha. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, why do you have to come on to the reason of kmitza chesera? Tepeklei mishum chatzitza. I saw Rav Meshulam David Halevi, Rav David Soloveitchik in the Shiurim, his bother, he says, and why would chatzitza be a better psul than chesera? They're both psulim. You can argue that it's a kmitza chesera. You can argue that there's an issue of chatzitza. But Rav Shulam David added a punchline to the question. He says that we had shitas ben b'seira in the Mishnah. Ben b'seira said that if you do a kmitza psula, yachser, you could take the kmitz, put it back, and do a kmitza all over again. Tosfos says on Daf Yud that the only time you could take the koimetz, put it back, alibet ben beseira, is if the kmitza itself, the chefza of the koimetz, is not possible. Meaning, kimetz besmoil, that was ben beseira's case. If you remember, Rav of the Gemara added kamadzar, where there was a chsarin in the way the kmitza was done. There's an issue mitzad the oivei, the one that's doing the avoda. That's when Mabaseir's halacha is true, that you can take the koimetz, you can put it back, and then do it all over again, and then repeat the steps. But if the koimetz itself is pasul, it's a kmitza psula, there's something wrong with the cheftza, they became tommy, I don't know. There's something wrong with the koimetz itself. There you don't have the option of taking it, putting it back up, and doing it all over again. So it says, Rabbi Shulam David, maybe that's the teretz of the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara wants to know, why are we looking at the koimetz as a kmitza chseira? Why does that have to be the reason it's possible? Tepik le mishum chatzitza? Very simple. If the issue was chatzitza, so then the chsarim would be mitzad tzuras avoida. Doing an avoida with the chatzitza is like kamatz besmoil. The way the avodah is done was problematic. According to Ben Beseira, you'd be able to take the koimetz, put it back, and do it all over again. But if what we have here is a kmitza chseira, the kmitza is koivei ad mincha, if you remember, and now you have a kmitza chseira, so now the etzim koimetz is possible. Now you wouldn't have the option to put it back. Either way, a nice aura, regardless, that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you have to come on to a case where you did kmitza and it was all about the other? It's garg melech hakerit shalavayin to a kmitza chseira. Tepelim yishum chatzitam. Rabbi Yirmiyah menatzat. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, halcha b'mayaskinon, where it was situated in a way where it wasn't a chatzitza. Amalei Abaye the Rav. Abaye told Rav, Ketzad koinzin. Exactly how did kmitza go down? Amalei. So Rav told Abaye, okay, the kamtzi, the way people do kmitza. So nobody really does kmitza today, but once upon a time, kmitza was something that people did. As much as it was an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was actually a usual and customary thing for someone to do kmitza. So Rav told Abaye, you want to know how kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash? Kmitza was done in the Beis HaMikdash the way people do kmitza today. Rashi adds a little bit of beer. Mashma b'chola etzbois. In other words, you take all five fingers. So Rav seemed to be telling Abaye that the kohen would take all five fingers, put it into a kli shareis, take with him the mincha, put that on the mizbeach, but the point is, kmitza was done le'in yoneinu with all five fingers. Eitz ve'frek the Gemara, is that true? I'll ask you a kasha from a Gemara in the Sechtes Ksubis Tav Hei, no less. Zu zeres, zu kmitza, zu ama, zu etzpa, zu gaidl. So the Gemara over there is discussing the five fingers and gives the five fingers names. So the Gemara is going from the zeres, which is the pinky, working its way towards the thumb. The pinky is referred to as the zeres. Rashi says it has implications lahalacha because when the Torah describes the midah of the choshen, the measurement of the choshen, and uses the word zeres. You want to know what zeres is? It's the pinky of the average person. Zukemitza, the finger next to the next to the pinky, is referred to as the kmitza. And the reason is, says Rashi, mimena maschel hakoimetz. Because it was from that finger that the avodas hakmitza began. Zuama, the middle finger is referred to as the ama. That's negeya measuring the ama, as in the ama that has six tvachim or five tvachim. You would measure from the elbow all the way to the tip of the middle finger. Zu etzpa, that's the etzpa that's mentioned in the context of the chatois hapnimiyos, where the zrika wasn't really a zrika, it was more of a hazah, and it wasn't done with the klisharis, but rather it was done with the etzba. The etzba means the finger closest to the thumb. And zu goydel, that's negeya, yesterday's daf, boyin yodei hayamonis, that's the thumb. Regardless, what do you see from here? It's a mefurish abraisa that it's the finger next to, it's not all five fingers that were used for the kmitza, but rather it's the finger next to the pinky, zu kmitza. Rava said, kedem kamtzi inchi, which would seem to suggest the way people used to do kmitza was with all five fingers. You see, in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't done with all five fingers. It was only done with beginning from the fourth finger. The Gemara says, Ela lahashvois. You're right. When we say that all five fingers were used, we don't mean that the Kohen would take his five fingers, stick them into the klisharis, and fill it up. Really, he was only going to fill up, as we're seeing soon, three fingers. But at the very least, it's the finger next to the zeres that's called the kmitza. So what did he mean, kedem kamtzi inchi, all five fingers? Because the pinky and the thumb were going to play a role, and their job was to smoothen out the sides to make sure that you're not going to have too much. Because as we're learning, this is this halacha, that a kmitza chseira and a kmitza yaseira is possible. Kmitza chseira, so we have an example of that. That's the first part of the daf. What's a kmitza yaseira? Well, it's a little bit too much. So you couldn't have anything oozing out of the sides of the three fingers. How did you make sure you didn't have that? So you used your two fingers to smoothen out the area. So when Rava said you're using all five fingers, he doesn't mean that the shear is a full fistful. What he meant to say was that that all five fingers play a role in the avodah zakhmitzah. Heichi of it, how exactly was it done? Amar Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvi, Amar Rav Choyfe Sholosh Etzpoyis Avach Migi Al Pas. The other bekayim is you take three fingers. Again, it's not the thumb, not the pinky. It's the three middle fingers. That's the way you do it. Tanya Nami Yochia Brisa that says the same thing. Meloy Kumtzai. The Torah in one place describes kmitza as meloy kumtzai. Meloy sounds like it's a full kaimitz. Yochem Aburitz. I would have thought it should be oozing. It should be coming out from in between your fingers. Right? It should be flying all over the place. No. Talmud Loimar. It says at the same time bikumtzai. Bikumtzai is a little bit more subtle, a little more edel. No, it shouldn't be meloy kumtzai. I bikumtzai yochem barasha etzbais. I would think maybe just take the tips of your fingers and scoop it that way. Talmud Loimar meloy kumtzai. Okay, so is it meloy kumtzai, which suggests more, or is it bikumtzai, which suggests less? Says the Gemara. Chayv shalosh etzbais apasiyot. You take three fingers, the kaimates, and you do the kmitza. So it's meloy kumtzai in the sense that it's a full kmitza, but it's bikumtzai in the sense that it can't be overflowing. It's only done with three fingers, and as we'll see in a second, the other two fingers make sure that it's not overflowing. B'machvas u'b'marcheshes, but the minchas machvas and the minchas marcheshes, which were unique in that the kmitza was done after they were already baked. So it's a little bit trickier to do the kmitza. So there the kohen would have to do some acrobatics. It wasn't so simple. He would have to take his fingers and he would have to make sure that here he's doing kmitza on hard pieces of bread. So it's not so simple to make sure that it's perfect. Again, if it's chasera, it's pasul. If it's yesera, if it's protruding out even a little bit, it's pasul. So ordinarily, you're dealing with flour, muruv bashemen, just based on the texture of what you're dealing with, it shouldn't be so tricky to do this. But when you're dealing with the machmas and the machetz, it's a little bit harder. So there, it's meichek begudloi milmalo ubetzpoi mamata, and the Braisa famously says, v'zui avoida gosher shabin mikitosh. This was the most difficult avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, zu v'sulai, v'ikam malika. This? I thought malika, when we learned chatasah, so there the Gemara made a big deal about Malika, and it said Malika was davar the kosher of Mikdash. So the Gemara says not just that, v'kachafina. When you learn Masech this Yuma, you're going to learn about the chafina, the way the Kohen Gadol used to bring the special ketores in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Yom Kippur. There too, the Gemara makes the same comment that this was davar the kosher of Mikdash. So the Gemara says you're right. Elazuhi achas me'avoy this kosher of Mikdash. It was one of the big three, the three avoy this kosher. One of them was kmitza, the other one was Malika, the other one was chafina. The one that we're learning now is kmitza. Why was it so difficult? Particularly with the minchas machvas and the minchas marcheshes, which were already baked, so you're dealing with pieces of bread, and you have to do a kmitza. It can't be less; it has to be a full kaimetz. Because if you have a grain of salt, I mean, think about that. You have a grain of salt; it renders the kaimetz chaser. At the same time, it can't be mavuritz; it can't be sticking out at all. So it has to be perfect. You have to do that in one scoop, literally, using your fingers. So it wasn't so simple. Amir Rapapa said pshita leads pasha to me when we say meloy kumtzai that the kmitza had to be a complete. What does that mean? So Rashi says over here it doesn't mean the five fingers, but rather what Rapapa is suggesting over here is that the way the Kohen would take his hand, the position of his hand as he put it into the klisharis to do the kmitza, was he would hold his hand with the sides of his fingers facing down. That's how he would hold it. So you're taking it vertically. It's not the palm facing down. It's not the back of his hand facing down. But it's the bottom of his fingers. See, that's how it would go in. And that's how he would take the kaimitz. That's poshut, says Rav Papa. That's the ideal, perfect way to do it. What if he didn't do it that way? What if he did it with his palm facing down and he scooped it up that way? The way Rashi explains minhat stodim, he has two pshatim. But one pshat is, what if you took the back of your hand, you put it in, you let it sink to the bottom, and then scooped it. You brought your palm up from the bottom, and that's how you took the kaimetz. Or mimata lemaila mai. Or what if you did a mimata lemaila? That's similar to the last way, but over here what you did was you put your hand into the klisharis where the mincha is, with the back of your palm facing down, and then you took the tip of your fingers and you scooped it up in the reverse order. Says the Gemara, Teku, Amra Papa, Pshitali, Malay Chafnov, the special Ketores that the Kohen Gadol used to bring in Yom Kippur. So every day there was Ketores that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. But there was a special Ketores that was brought one day a year on Yom Kippur. It was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would enter with a kaf and a machta. He had coals in the machta. He had Ketores in the kaf. He would bring a very special Ketores. The Gemara says it was Mechaper on the Chet of Lashon Hara. But either way, it's a very, very big deal. And the objective was that the smoke of the Ketoret should fill up the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It should cover the Aron and the Kruvim. And this was this beautiful, magical event that took place in the Beis HaMikdash one day a year. When the Torah describes the shear of Ketoret, it says, Meleichofnayim. So two scoopfuls of Ketoret, that's what the Kohen Gadol was supposed to have. So a papa who just finished describing and pondering the Kmitza now went me'inyin le'inyin, but it's inyin to discuss the Malay Chafnav of Keteris that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. He said, Pshita le Chafnav, kidachafni inchi. You're supposed to do it the way people do it. Apparently, the way people do it, again, hold your hands to the side, the way Rapapa explained Kaimitz, with the bottom of your fingers facing down, and the Kohen would scoop up the Ketoret, bringing his two hands together. That's the ideal way to do it. Chofan b'rosh yatzbaisav mai. But what happened if he didn't do it that way? What if he did it b'rosh yatzbaisav? See, he grabbed it by taking the tips of his fingers, palm facing down, and he grabbed his the Meloi Chafnav that way, or Minat Stadim. So here too, Rashi has two different pshat. The one pshat Rashi says is he allowed the Ketoret to go. He was holding his hand sideways, but it went in through like holes in his fingers. Or Chafan Bezu Vekurvan Eitzel Zumal. What if he took one hand full and another hand full, and then he brought them together? So he didn't take them together as a Meloi Chafnav, but he took two handfuls individually and then brought it together, says the Gemara, take by Rapapa. Two additional shailas in the context of exactly how Kmitza was done. Dafke the Kmitza, but Dafne the Manamai. What would be if the Kohen, after he did the Kmitza, say now he has to put it into a second Klisharis? So Pasha, you just drop it into the Klisharis. What if he didn't drop it into the Klisharis, but rather he took the Kmitza and he attached it to the walls of the Klisharis? Is that considered putting it into the klisharis? Did he do the avoida the right way? Or maybe he messed up. At the end of the day, he got it into the interior of the keli, that's fine. You're supposed to put it literally in the kli, the way you would usually put something in the keli, not attach it to the wall, which is punked inside the keli. What would be if the kohen did the kmitza, he has to put it into a klisharis? He takes the klisharis, he flips it backwards, and he puts it into the receptacle that's on the bottom. So sometimes in the bottom of a keli, like if you have a cup, for example, so the bottom of this cup doesn't have a hollow receptacle. Actually does, a very, very minimal hollow receptacle. But sometimes you can have a real receptacle on the bottom of a keli. So the question is, if the kohen would take the kaimitz, put it into a klisharis, toich the klisharis into a receptacle, but he did it tzniktzavegs. He did it upside down. He did it backwards. Is that okay? Is that not okay? What's the shayla? You have to get it inside a keli. So technically, you can check off all the boxes. He's supposed to do it in the ordinary way, in the way it was meant to be done. Again, says the Gemara, take more on the same note. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Ketzad Uoisa, how exactly was Kmitza done? Pleshet Etzbaisav, Al Pasiyada, he would spread out his fingers, and he would take the Kmitz with him. Again, how did he hold his hands? Ideally, the way Rashi explains it, the sides of his fingers were supposed to be facing down. So it's not palm down. It's not the back of his hand facing down. He holds them vertically with his thumb facing up, with his pinky facing down. That's the way he goes in, takes his three fingers, and he makes sure with his thumb and his pinky that everything is perfect. It's a little complicated with the machvas and the marcheshes. Thus, zuhi achas me'avaydus kashish habimikdash. But that's the bottom line. Ketzad u'oysa, the Mishnah says it in one line. Poishet es etzba u'oysa v'alpas yodeh. Ribe shamna, if he took too much oil, chiseh shamna, it was too little oil, chiseh levaynasa, or there's not enough levayna. Mishnah says, very straightforward, says the word, what's an example of too much oil? The shear of shemen that you're supposed to have with every mincha was alike. And if he went ahead and he initially separated two lugin for his carbon mincha, there's not one like, there's two lugin. Two lugin would render it riba shamna. Riba shamna is a mincha psula. Says the Gemara, it's mashma that the fact that there would be a little bit of too much oil wouldn't be a problem. The issue is, that was the way Rabbi Lazar explained it. That if there's an extra lug, that's the problem. Says the Gemara, the lukma, why do you have to say that? Why don't we say, meaning, the Gemara is explaining, this is the Havana of the Gemara's Kasha, that the reason you would need an extra lug is because Rabbi Lazar was explaining in the Mishnah, we're talking about where you didn't just have extra oil. You were actually mafresh oil likat chilo. When this person was mafresh the ingredients of the mincha, say he was mafresh the necessary amount of soilus, and now he was mafresh the necessary amount of shemen, then he added more shemen. Being that the more shemen was something that this kohen was mafresh from the beginning, from the get-go, it's for that reason a little bit is not a problem. It's only because it's so much more. You doubled the shear. Instead of one lug, you have two lugin, that's why it's an issue. But let's say the extra shemen would be shemen that you weren't mafresh b'tchila. It was shemen shel chulin, or somebody else's shemen of hekdesh. The end of Gemara understands it's pashit, that even a little bit too much would be a problem, because that's already foreign shemen, and foreign shemen would make it a riba shamlo, even if you didn't double the share. So the Gemara's kasha is, that why did Rabbi Elazar have to say, you can shnei lugin? Thus, we're talking about a much bigger share, presumably because we're discussing that the extra shemen was something that you were mafresh. Look, and there would be more pashit. And then you wouldn't have to say that it was too lugin, because even a little bit would be enough for it to be riba shamna. L'chura. Says the shemen dechulin, shemen dechavirta le'pasel. Now, if you're going to tell me that if you're moisef shemen of chulin and shemen dechavirta, it in fact doesn't make it possible. Maybe the only time. Extra shemen makes the mincha pasul is if you were actually mafresh the extra shemen l'shem, meaning there's a sheer shemen and you were marba, you were riba b'shiyura. Maybe that's the only time it's possible. The Gemara says, I know that's not true. Why? Gishmak kasha, because mask for Rav Tzitzur Batubi, if that's the case, mincha schoite b'pasul b'shemen, eichem ishgach asla. The Torah says regarding the mincha schoite was one of the two menachas that didn't have any shemen. The mincha kanois and the mincha schoite, and like Rav Shimon, who was doyrish time at the cross, said, shloyehei karbana mehudar. But the bottom line is, there was no din shemen at all. And the Torah says you're not allowed to be marba shemen. And if you're marba shemen, it's going to be possible. Now, all shemen klape, the minchas choyte, is foreign shemen. It's like shemen de chavirta. It's like shemen de chul. And still you see it's possible. So that's pasha that when we say riba shamna, it doesn't mean that there's a din shemen. I grado was marba in the shir. No, it means all shemen that doesn't belong there, doesn't matter if you were mafresh at mitchila or not, it's always going to be possible. So again, ela meyata, if you're going to tell me that shemen de chavirta doesn't make it possible, minchas choyte possible, shemen eichem ishgach asla, idida, halesla. Minchas choyte doesn't have its own shemen. Idichul de chavirta, I'm not possible. You tell me that that's not possible. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe Elazar, let me buy your kamar. You're right. Rebbe Elazar could have explained the Mishnah that way. When the Mishnah says, riba shamna is possible, Rebbe Elazar could have said, even a little bit of too much shemen. If it's shemen of chulin or your friend's shemen, it's going to be a problem. But Rebbe Elazar thought he was saying a bigger chiddush. Let me buy you the chulin and the chavirta the possible. That's pashit shemen, the chulin, shemen, the chavirta is possible. But if somebody was mafresh ne lugin, hoyl vahai chazile, each leg of shemen, it's technically chazile for this mincha. Say, Ema, I would have thought, loy lifsel, it shouldn't be pasul, kamash malon, even that's pasul. Of course, Rabbi Elazar holds shemen de chavirta is pasul. The raya is the mincha schaite, it's pasul. Shemen de chul, shemen de chavirta is pasul. Even if you might marba a drop, that would be enough for it to be pasul. Rabbi Elazar thought he was saying a bigger chiddush. He was saying that even if likatchila you added a loy shemen, even there, you would have thought that being that it's two lugin and each lug is technically roi, so maybe they should both be roi. Kamash Malan, it's going to be possible. We know that the Rebbe Elazar, huh? How did Rebbe Elazar know that? Maybe he's wrong. How does he know that if you're mafresh two lugin lekatchila, it's considered riba b'shemen? Maybe being that each lug is roi, it's not riba b'shemen? So the Gemara says, no, Rebbe Elazar knew that because mas nisa kashise, ma yuri the tani riba shamna, lisni riba lo shemen, riba shamna. It's a nice dick. Riba shamna, it's shemen. There was too much of it's shemen. Should have said riba shemen. What's shamna? El hakamash malon. Emphasis on it's shemen, her shemen. The afal gaf, the hifrish lush, ne lugin. Even though they're technically both shamna, doesn't matter. You can't be mafresh more than one leg. If you mafresh two leg, it's considered riba shamna. It's going to be possible. Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said riba shamna, too much shemen. Chiser shamna, too little shemen, is possible. Chiser levoina, so if there's not enough levoina, it's going to be possible as well. So the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, chasra v'amda al koiret echad psula. So the Mishnah says that chiser levoina, if there wasn't enough levoina, the mincha is going to be possible. What's the shir levoina? Koimetz. So just like there was a koimetz full of soilus, the Shir Levoino was a Koimetz as well. But either way, the Braisa that expounds on this halacha of Chisa Levoinasa says the Braisa, if there was, the Levoino was Chaser, and now all you have is a Koiret Echad. You have literally one Koiret of Levoino, Psula, Al Shnei Karatim. If you have at least two carrots, Kosher, in that case, it's going to be Kosher Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what's the Shir of Chisa Levoinasa? The shear would mean that you literally got it down to one kairat. But as long as you have two kairats, that's already going to be enough. Shimon Rib, Shimon says, kairat echa ksheira. Pachas mikam sul. Even if you only have one kairat, it's going to be kosher. Pachas mikam, it's going to be possible. We're going to see the Gemara is going to suggest that there seem to be three shittas over here in the Tanakh. It's going to be the topic of Amud Beis. Because the Mishnah says, chitzel levainas psula. It sounds like as long as you have less than what you're supposed to have, the prescribed amount is a kairat. So you have less than a kairat, you're already going to be possible. The price would seem to be inserting two additional shiurim. The first is the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda, which is that up to one kairat is kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, though, even one kairat is kosher, it's only if it's less than one kairat, at that point it's going to be possible. But either way, says the Gemara, what was Rabbi Shimon's shita? Al kairat echad ksheira, pachas mikam psula. Rabbi Shimon is the third shita, even one kairat is kosher. If it's less than a kairat, it's going to be possible. But time we learned to the Braisa, kaimetz ulevay neshechasa kol shu possible. It's mashma, that a kaimetz, elanovayna is possible. So you see, Rabbi Shimon is in parentheses over here. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi says, kemedumali da'iribar Rav Shimon. I think that the Tana that Braisa is Rav Shimon, which we have in one of the Gersoyos in our Gemara, and Kaparach Minei Rav Shimon. And the Gemara's Kash is Rav Shimon ad Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon's featured very prominently in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. But regardless, another steer in Rav Shimon. That Rav Shimon says that as long as you have one kairat, it's kosher. Here Rav Shimon says, kaimetz ulevayna shechiser kolshu basel. So the Gemara says, tini kairat levayna, not Koimetz ulevayna, but rather koiret levayna shechaser kolshu pasul. If you have one koiret and it's chaser kolshu, then it's pasul, because then you have less than a koiret. But as long as you have one koiret, that's going to be enough. Iba you say mekambel levayna ban ma mincha kambel levayna habayin atzma. When the Rav Shimon says Allah, as long as you have one koiret, it's going to be kosher. That's a koiret, the levayna that comes together with the mincha. So there, the levayna is the tuffle, so to speak. It comes along for the ride, so it's integral, but it's still a little bit more passive in its role. Over there, as long as you have a kairat, that's going to be enough. However, a levoina above if neyatzma, which Rashi says is a Gemara later, at the very end of the Masechta, like Kamanda of Kuvav Amidbeis, where the Gemara is Mavur, if somebody says, Harei Olai Isorein, if somebody says, I want to bring a carbon, a nadava, what's my nadava? Frankincense, levoina. That's good. It's a good carbon, you can bring it. So the levoina that's ba, Bifnei Atzma, it's not a tuffle to a mincha. There the halacha is that if it's chiser, even a kolshu, it's going to be possible. Regardless, so we said we have three shitas over here regarding chiser levayna. The Mishnah says chiser levayna so psula. The stima sloshana Mishnah would seem to suggest, even if it's missing a tiny bit, one kairat, a kolshu, it's already going to be possible. In the Brice, we had Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as you have one kairat left, it could be chaser, chaser, chaser. If you have one kairat, it's still going to be, then it's going to be possible. But up to one kairat, it's still going to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, even further, he's even more of a koyach datera. Even if all you have is one kairat, it's still going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one kairat is possible. Rabbi Shimon says, even one kairat, if you have less than a kairat, that's going to be possible. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, give him a machleikis with others. So three way machleikis, Rabbi Meir Savar. Why Rabbi Meir? Stam Mishnah Rameir. So the Stam Mishnah, Koimitz Bitchila, Vikoimitz Besaif. The Shir Levoin is a Koimitz, and it has to be a Koimitz Bitchila Besaif. Rabbi Yehuda, Sub Rabbi Yehuda holds Koimitz Bitchila, Vishne Karotin Besaif. You have to start with a Koimitz at the end. You have to have two Karotin. If you have only one Kairit, then it's going to be possible. Two Karotin is the Shir you have to have Besaif. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Koimitz Bitchila, Vikoirit Echad Besaif. As long as you have one Kairit in the end, it's going to be okay. Vishlashta Mikra Echad Harsha. And they're both coming from one Pasik. So what's the Pasik? I'm reading from the side. So we're describing the avoid of kmitza. So you're doing kmitza, the kohenes. And the kmitza has only soilus and shemen. In addition to that, meaning, in addition to taking the koimetz and being makdurin on the mizbeach, the koyin is also going to take the levoina, asher al hamincha, and he's going to be makdur that as well. So at the time that the koyin's doing the kmitza, the Torah adds language regarding the levoina. Ve'is kol ha-levoina, asher al hamincha. That's what the Tanoim saw as the Mafteach to understanding what the Shir Levoina has to be. Says the Gemara, Rameir Savara, Meir holds that Ad Isil Levoina de Ikva Bahadi Mincha, that we're discussing this Man Haktara. You're taking the koimetz and the levoina, you're going to be makter. And has the Torah described the levoina? It has to be the same levoina that you had when you were koivei the mincha. What was the shir then? A koimetz. So you still have to have a koimetz. If it's chiser, at some point before the Akhtara, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Huda says that the Torah says, v'es kol ha-levoina, v'afilu chad koiret, es L'rab is keredach. Kol alavoyna would suggest even a little bit. So usually kol would mean all of it. So it's a little counterintuitive. But over here, kol means even something. And then it says es. We're being derish es and shepetayra. And the es is marba, a second kar. Thus you have two karat. Rab Shimon, es le derish. Rab Shimon has the kol alavoyna, which would suggest that at the time of the Akhtar, all you need is a little bit, one karat. He doesn't darish an es. He ends up with one. Rabbi Yisrael, Yosef, Rabbi Yechon. Machloikis b'levoina b'ma mincha. Like we said earlier, the whole machloikis is with the levoina that came together with the mincha. Levoina b'ma b'fnei asma. Levoina that came by itself. If somebody brought a nedava and the carbon isn't of itself levoina, tivei akol koimetz b'tchil of a koimetz b'seif. Everybody agrees that if it's chas, even a little bit, it's going to be possible. What's the raya? Lachi yitzrich hashal a mincha. The bahadi mincha im b'fnei asma loy. Because we just said, what's the makar to this kula that maybe you don't need all the levoina at the time of the akhtara? It says the ace. Kol halalavoyna, the ace, kol. These are words that are suggesting that you don't need all of it. But it says it in the context of the es kol halalavoyna asher al hamincha. So when it's coming together with the mincha, that's when you have this kula. But if it's not, if it's levoyna above fnei atzmai, then you're going to have everything. Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the machloek is belevoyna above ma mincha. The machloek is of how much levoyna you have to have at the time of the Akhtar is only true regarding levoyna that came together with the mincha. Levoyna habob bezichin. But what about the levoyna that came with the bezichin? Also known as the Lechem Aponim. So before the Kehanim ate the Lechem Aponim, there was a Haktara. The Haktara was done with Levoina. There was Shnei Bezichei Levoina. These two Bezichim sat on the Shulchan Midei Shabbos L'Shabbatai, and then during the changing of the guard, you would remove the loaves, remove the Levoina, the Silo Kabazichim, that was the equivalent thereof of the Avodas HaKmitza, take the Bezichei Levoina, be makter on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and then the Kehanim were able to eat the Lechem Aponim. So that Levoina that comes Bibazichin, meaning together with the Lechem Aponim, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, Shnei Kmatzim B'tchila, V'Shnei Kmatzim B'Sayim. The shear there too was each Baziach had to have in it a Koimetz, and it had to be a Koimetz B'tchila V'Koimetz B'Sayim. There's no kulas over here that if it's Chiser, down to two karatim or one karat, that maybe it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara Pshita. L'chur it's pashit. Why is it pashit? Because we just said that the whole limud, that maybe you shouldn't need all the levoina at the time of the Akhtara is from a pasuk. A pasuk in the context of a mincha. Ve'is kol ha-levoina asher al ha-mincha. So l'chura, lechem aponim, is that a mincha? What's the Gemara's teretz? Maybe. Now the time I would have thought, Tivit Bahadi Lechem Asya, Kasha Alam Mincha Damya, because there's a Mincha Koimetz relationship between the Bezichei Levoina and the Lechem Aponim, as we've seen so many times. So as a result, you would have thought, Mau the Tema, Ichvolt Gewalt Meinen, that maybe it's considered Kol HaLevoina Asher Alam Mincha. And just like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold that you don't need the entire Levoina, because we learn from Kol HaLevoina or Ace kol alavoina, that it's enough if you have one karat or two karatim. So maybe over here the halacha would be the same thing. Kamash blan. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of the great Rabbi Yechanan, it's not that way. That it's dafka by the levoina haba ma mincha with his akula. That if you're missing some of the shir at the time of the haktara, it's going to be okay. But levoina haba b'fnei atzma, and even the levoina that came together with the lechem aponim over there, if it's going to be chis or even a kolshu, it's not going to be okay. Pligi barab ami v'Rab Yitzchak naf. Chadama once said, this whole machlekes tanam of how much levoina you have to have at the time of the Akhtara is only regarding levoina that came together with the mincha. Avo levoina above the fnei atzma, but levoina it came by itself. Chadam and the other one said, "Machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu." Meaning this that we've been taking for granted for this Amid Gemara that the whole machlekes is with regards to levoina above mincha, but levoina above the fnei atzma it's pashit. There you need the entire shir. Now everybody agrees with that. Pligi bar Rav Ami for Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So the Mishnah said that if it was riba shamna, too much shemen, chiser shamna, not enough shemen, chiser levoinasa, not enough levoina, psula, the halach is going to be possible. So we had a whole discussion over here of not enough Levoina. What exactly that means? Three shittas in the Tanaim. Does it apply only to Levoina Baba Mincha? What about Levoina Baba Fnei Atzma? What about the Shnei Bezich Levoina that came with, together with the Lechem HaPanim? But the Gemara makes a diak. And that's the last Gemara that discusses this topic before we get into tomorrow's daf, which is hashtag Piggle. But either way, Chisa Levoinasa Psula Kishmak Kesugis. Oh, yes, Ekshera. It sounds like from the Mishnah that too much Levoina is going to be kosher, right? It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Too little oil, pasul. Too much oil, pasul. Too little levoina, pasul. What does it sound like? By oil, we mention riba v'chisa. By levoina, we only mention chisa. So it sounds pretty clear, very obvious, diik, that if there'd be too much levoina, it would be kosher. We learned in a brayse that too much levoina is pasul. It depends how much too much is. If you have two kamatzim, then it's going to be pasul. So Rashi, di yoiser midai riba. Because that's not just riba. It's yoiser midai riba. It's way too much. So a little bit much is okay. But an extra full kaimetz, that's going to be possible. Amar Rami Bar Chama, hifreshlosh nei kamatzim. What happens if somebody, a kayim, was mafresh to kaimetzes, two kamatzim of levoina, v'avad echamehem, and one of them got lost? What's the question? The question is, do you say, okay, now we're okay? Meaning, you were mafresh too, that would have been a problem. Because two kamatzin is the shear of riba levoina, which is possible. But being that one of them ended up getting lost, so maybe that's fine. So we got saved, and now it's okay. So do you say, no, you were mafresh too? Or do you say, no, the ma'isa, now I only have one. So what does it depend on? It depends on when exactly it got lost. If the avad echamehem was kaidim kmitza, if it got lost before the kmitza, lay hukfu, then it's okay. It never became pasul. Achar kmitza, if it happened after kmitza, hukfu, over there it's going to be pasul. What's the lumnus? This is very similar to halacha that we learned together on Sunday morning. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding a mincha chesera, whether the mincha chesera becomes a mincha chesera at the time that you put it into the klisharis, or becomes a mincha chesera dafka after the kmitza. We saw there's a machlekes when the shein mincha is completed. When is it nishlam? Is the kmitza kaveya the shein mincha? Or is it putting into the klisharis that's kaveya the shein mincha? Essentially, this halacha that Rami Bar Chama said seems to be presupposing that it's the mincha that's the kaveya the shein mincha. So if you go and you start setting up shop, all right, I have the soilus, check. I have the shemen, check. I have the levaina, I measure it. I have the right shira. I even have the klisharis. At what point do we say that I'm not just preparing for the mincha, I actually have the mincha, so that if something happens to it, it could become a mincha psula and you'd have to dispose the whole thing and start from the beginning? At what point does that happen? Is it when I put it the mincha in the klisharis, or is it when I do the kmitza? Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is that it's the kmitza that's kaveyet. So if I prepare too much levaina, who cares? As long as I didn't start the process, as long as it wasn't nishlam, the shein mincha, it's not a problem, because it was never a mincha with too much levaina. I had the ingredients that I prepared for the mincha, and I prepared it with too much. But I got saved because it got lost before I did the kmitza. So putting it in the klisharis would be the kaveya. Then you'd say, as soon as I put the soilus and the shem and the levoina in the klisharis, that, but we're saying, we're zokt Rami Bar Chama, it's the kmitza that's kaveya. As a result, if it was avat koidim kmitza, loy hukva, acha kmitza, that's when it's hukva. What if somebody was mafrish for kamatzim, for the two bezichei levoina that were used for the lechem aponim, for avnu shnayim mehen, and two of them got lost? So the same thing. There was too much levoina. How much is too much? An extra kaimetz. So you're preparing four bezichei levoina for the lechem aponim as opposed to two bezichei levoina. If they got lost before the siluk bezichen, which is the equivalent thereof, these yesodis we have to internalize. We have to just get familiar with them so we can go through these gemaras at the pace that we have to go through them simply to finish the daf and do what we do. So if you could, the siluk habezichen is the equivalent of the kmitza. So just like the kmitza is what's kaveya by a mincha, it's the siluk bezichen that's kaveya when it comes to the lechem aponim. So if it was lost, the extra kaimetzes of bezichei levoina before the siluk bezichen, then it's going to be kosher. Then it's going to be okay. But if it was la'acha siluk bezichen, that was after the siluk bezichen, hukfu. Then the siluk bezichen, which is the kmitza, What's koveya? That is too much. Too much. That's already a problem. What do I need this case? Isn't it the same case? Very nice. Rabbi Chama said the same halacha twice. He said it in the context of an ordinary mincha, and then he said it in the context of the lechem aponim, which is also a form of a mincha. So like, well, I'll tell you why. Now the time I would have thought. Kivin the baruch kaimitz di da. Kivin shigi is man of the farki command the parak yudami kamashma. The Gemara says a very nice svara. The Gemara says a svara that you would have thought that maybe the only time kmitza, the avodas hakmitza is koveya. The mincha, that's by regular mincha. Because until you do the kmitza, you don't know what the kmitza is. So it's the avodas hakmitza that's mevarer, the chelik of this mincha that's going to go l'gvaya. Until it's nizbarer, which part of the mincha is going to go l'gvaya, the mincha is not complete. So it's the avodas hakmitza that's the kveya. Thus, if it was a levina yesera before the avodas kmitza, it was yesera before the mincha was complete, and as a result, it's not going to be possible. But by the lechem aponim, despite the fact that the shnei bezicha levina are the equivalent thereof of the levina, but it's fundamentally different in that you know what is going on in the mizbeach. It was already in nisbarer. It was nisbarer because there's no real kmitza. There's something that mirrors, that parallels kmitza. But it's not a kmitza in the sense that there's suspense over here. We don't know what part of this Solus is going to go on the Mizbech. You know exactly what's going on the Mizbech. The Shnei Bezich Levoino going on the Mizbech. The Maisa, Siluk Bezich, is like a Maisa Kmitza. This is a nice lumdus. But in terms of what's actually going on the Mizbech, it's already Nizbarer while it's sitting on the Shulchan. So you would have thought that, being that it's already Nizbarer, Kimen Chegi is Mano Lefarka. Once the Zman Siluk Bezich comes, it's commanded Prikadamya. It's as if it was already removed regarding this halacha, meaning the Mincha's already Hukva. Kamash Malon, that even with regards to Nad, that it's not going to be hukva etzel. So before we conclude, I just wanted to go back to one ha'ara that we spoke about at the beginning of the week in Sunday morning's daf, and speak out a little bit of raid that really touches on a lot of the yesoides that we've been going through here in the beginning of the daf, and that is the minchas chinuch in mitzvah kuf pei dalet. So we spoke at a beautiful minchas chinuch that created a big tumult offline. And Echab Ibn Achabura Shimon Gelptach sent me a beautiful aura yesterday, and I want to repeat the aura. And that is that the Gemara brought a member from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, and that is Amr Rabbi Yochanan Shlomim Sheshachna VeHeichol. If the carbon Shlomim was brought in the Heichol, Kasher. The Halach is the Shlomim is going to be Kasher. Shenemar Veshachdu Pesach Hayom Moed V'lo Yehi Tafel Chama Min HaIkar. Because even though the real place that he's supposed to bring the carbon Shlomim is a Nazar, and granted a Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, so Shchitasim B'chol Mokim Bazar. It doesn't have to be like the Chatos, the Asham, and the Oyla Dafka and Safin. It could be anywhere in the Azar, but it's supposed to be in the Azar. Stating there, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlomim Sheshachdom Beheichol Ksher. Because when the Torah describes the Azara as being the Mokim Shchita of Kachem Kalim, the Torah says, do it in the Azara, which is Pesach Hayom Moed. So it seemed to suggest that the Chshivos of the Azara with regards to Shchitas Kachem Kalim is the fact that it's a gateway to the Heichal. So Madoch, the gateway to the Heichal, is considered a Mokim Kedusha with regards to Shchitas Kachem Kalim, Kal v'chaim the Heichal itself. So Rabbi Yochanan said, a festa halacha, shlomim sheshachtam beheichal chen. Spoke at Ha'ara from the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says that why did Rabbi Yochanan say his halacha b'diyevet? Shlomim sheshachton beheichal ksheim. It would seem to suggest that lekatchila it's not okay for the kohen to walk into the heichal and to do the shchita. It's only if he did it in the heichal. So is it a shchita chutz? Meaning, do you look at it now as if it's a shchita psula? Maybe psul yaitzei, or no? Maybe it is considered a makom shchita. Said Rabbi Yochanan, shlomim sheshachton beheichal ksheim. Just like if you shecht in the azor, it's kosher. If you shecht in the heichal, it's kosher. But you want to know lekatchila? If you ask your local rabbi, is it okay for me to do shchita in the heichal? Absolutely not, says the Michas Chinuch. It sounds like it's only b'diyevet that it's going to be okay. But l'katchila not. And the Michas Chinuch mutches a little bit. Why? Why is it not okay to do a l'katchila? Why? Kohen's allowed to walk into the heichal. So why shouldn't it be okay for the kohen to walk into the heichal and do the shchita in the heichal? Why did it have to be dafka in the Azara? Says the Michas Chinuch, because we know the Torah says in Parashas Achrimos that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim one day a year. And that was on Yom HaKippurim. He went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim 4 times, but it was only Yom Kippur that he went, and only those 4 times. In fact, the Torah says that if the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on any other day, he would be Chayiv Misa, Misa B'dei Shamayim, he's over Eloi Saseh, Val Yavoy B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh. The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch and all the Rishonim based on Gemara's Amavur, that this halacha of Val Yavoy B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh is not only true for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's true for the Heichal as well. Val Yavoy B'chol Eis, El HaKodesh. A Kohen was not allowed to just walk into the Heichal. A Kohen was not allowed to, even a Kohen Gadol, just walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's the Kaveh? If you're going in to do Avodah, then it was okay. So a Kohen was going to light the menorah. The Kohen was going to be Medashin the Levoina. He was going to bring the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Kohen Gadol was going to the Heichel to do his Avodah and Yom Kippur. You have the Chatois HaPnimi, the 5 Parim and Asrafim that a Kohen is doing, a Parallel of Davish Al Tzibur. Or the, those are things that are okay. But to go into the Heichel, or to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, just in vain, superficially, frivolously, without any reason, not doing an avoida is not going to be okay. Al zeh nemar va'al yovah b'chaleis ala kodesh. And it's what's known in Chazal as a biyurei konos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Gemara says throughout Shas, shchita lav avodehi. I mean that shchita is lav avodehi. It comes out that if a kohen would walk into the Beis HaMikdash, he'd walk into the Heichal and do only shchita, it would be a biyurei konos. Because the only time you're allowed to walk into the Heichal is if you're going to do an avodah. Otherwise, you're over the loisa, say, v'chol yovei b'choleis ala kodesh. And hey, yoy shchita lav avodah, it's not okay l'katchila to walk into the Heichal. So says the Michas Chinuch, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, shlomim sheshochtam b'heichal ksheir. Because to go l'katchila, it's not okay. Because you're going to be over v'chol yovei b'choleis ala kodesh. B'dieved, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's definitely a mokum shchita. You can't tell me that I did the shchita chutzam kaimai because shlo yehei tofu chamim in a yikr, because v'shachtu pesach yomai. But at the same time, you want to know the katchila? Of course not. Why not? It's a lois asay in the Torah. Va'al yavei b'chaleis ala kodesh, based on the fact that shchita is lava voidus. Hashem in Gelbtuch was ma'orer, that really this Minchas Chinuch is totally an Ashle Ravravi. It's totally in super duper Lomdisha Raid. Raid that we spoke at a few times when we went through Masech Tizvachim, and just to chazer over very, very quickly. And that is the Gemara Masech Tizbrachis Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. I think this is becoming our favorite Gemara. But either way, the Gemara in Masech Tizbrachis Daf Lamed Aleph on the base that discusses the exchange between Chana and Eli. So Chana didn't have any children, and it bothered her very, very badly. And finally, Elanar Zeh Spalalti, she was Zoycha, she had Shmuel. And she had promised that she was going to take her son Shmuel, and she was going to give him to Eli, the God of Adar. He was going to live in the Beis HaMikdash, and he was going to become, literally, Kamoy Shevahar. He was going to become Shmuel, B'Kairei Shemai. She was going to do everything in her ability to make him one of the greatest people to ever live, which of course Shmuel became. The Torah, the Gemara, Mesechtes Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, describes the very first encounter that Shmuel had with Eli. Shmuel comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he sees there's a tumult. What's the tumult? They're looking for a kohen. Why do you need a kohen? They want to bring a carbon, and they need a kohen to do the shechita. So Shmuel's a little boy, and Shmuel says, you need a kohen to do shechita? Everybody knows, shechita ksheir bizarre, because shechita lav avodi. Everyone's like, wow, they were taken aback. They went to Eli, they bring the child before Eli, and they tell Eli, you know, there's a young boy over here that seems to have a Messiah, even had a drasha, mikabala ve'elach mitzvah skuuna, that shechita is ksheir bizarre. Shmuel said, the kid is right. However, he was a moira locha b'fnei rabbi. How does Shmuel have a right to be paskin in shaylas? I'm here in the Mokam HaMikdash, I'm the Rebbe. Shmuel is a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. A Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi is Chayiv Misa. The Gemara tells how Chana came and she started crying. And Shmuel says, what are you worried about? That Eli said, I'll replace Shmuel with another child. The next child's going to be even greater. Elanar Hazeh Hispalalti. And of course, the rest is history. So it's Yidua. The Chan Sofer and the Tshuva asks, Yidua and Archabura for sure. And that is, that why was Shmuel a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? The Gemara says in Masechtas Eruv in Daf Samech Gimel that although it's true a Talmud is not allowed to pass in Shaila in the presence of his Rebbe, but Lafrusha Meisura he's allowed to. Meaning, if he sees that his Rebbe is doing something wrong, he shouldn't say, I don't want to be a Meir Lach B'Fnei Rabbi, I'm not going to bring a Shulchan Aruch and show him that what he's doing is wrong. Lafrusha Meisura, it's something that he's definitely allowed to do. If that's the case, says the Chsam Sofer, L'chura, Shmuel's Psak was a Psak of Lafrusha Meisura. He says why? Because Eli thought that shechita had to be done with a kohen. If shechita was going to be done with a kohen, the kohen was going to wear his big day kahuna. One of the big day kahuna was the avni. The avni, we spoke at the Rambam yesterday, then the Vilchas Kalayim had shatnas. If that's the case, a kohen was going to do it wearing shatnas. But the emes is shechita ksheir bazar, which means that even if a kohen does the shechita, he's not allowed to wear the big day kuhuna. Because the Rambam shechita is that the kohen wasn't allowed to wear the big day kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida. So if he wasn't allowed to wear the big day kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida, and he was going to wear the big day kuhuna because they thought shechita fathers a kohen, so they were going to be over there to shatnas. So freit the chsam sofer, Shmuel had a pasket, he had to say what he said. You know why? Because he was being mafrish the kohen for being over there is the shatness. This kohen was going to do the shechita wearing the big day kuna, which was going to be a problem of shatness. So l'chur is l'frush and esura. Why was Shmuel a mayor alacha b'fnei rabbi? So when we learned Masechus Vachim, we spoke out the chatzavas from the chatzavas Hasharon. Parshas Vayikra, he says a teretz nifla based on a yesoid from the Ragat Shavagayim. So we spoke at a lot of raid about this. It's also a Rashi and Perek Arbachin. We're not going to go through all the raid, but just one marim makim, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtes Soita, Daf Yudal Ramad Beis, the Gemara goes through the Seder of Menachas. So we're learning Masechtes Menachas now. It goes through the Seder of Menachas. And one of the things that we've seen many, many times, literally going through the first 10 dafin of the Masechta, is that the mincha had to be neskadish in the klisharis since Vekamo. Not just once, twice. First, the kohen would take the entire mincha, would put it in a klisharis. Then he would do kmitza, take the kohen and put it into a second klisharis. One of the topics of this morning's daf. Could you put it backwards? Could you attach it to the kleili? But that's for sure that the kohen would have to take the kohen and he would have to put it into a second klisharis. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. Lamali, why do I need two klisharises? The entire mincha was neskadosh and a klisharis. So why do you have to take the kmitza and put it into a second klisharis? Says the Gemara, mida d'havi adam. I'll tell you why. Every zevach is the same way. Dam afal gafti kadosh de sakin b'tzavr behema hadam akdash le klisharis. Doesn't dam of every single carbon get kedusha twice? The first time is when the kohen takes the messer, he takes the chalef when he does shechita. The klisharis that is the sakin goes, and it's mekadosh the dam and the tzavra behema. Then there's another kohen that does kabbalah again with the klisharis. So it was also neskadosh twice. So midi d'havi adam, says the Gemara, just like dam afal gafti kadosh the sakin mitzavra behema hadam akdash of the klisharis hachinami loishna. Therefore, here too by the mincha you mekadosh it twice. It's Yodua. The Velt asks, it's in the Brisker oven stencils, and the Ragat Shavagoyin asks the Kasha as well, what's going on over here? Taisis brings in the Perek Ebeza on the Kaiman that Yois the Gemara says, Shechita Ksheir Bezor, you don't have to do Shechita with a Klisharis. And Taisis Medaikin in the first mission of Ezel Makaiman, Ezel Makaiman Shal Zvachim, Sakacha Kedoshim, Shechitasan, Bitsafan, Vikibul Daman, Biklisharis, Bitsafan. Vay Taisis, Shechitasan, Bitsafan, Vikibul dama biklisharis bitzafin. It's a little inconsistent. L'chura, it should have said either shchitasam biklisharis bitzafin, vikibul dama biklisharis bitzafin, or say shchitasam bitzafin vikibul dama bitzafin. Why by shchita doesn't it mention klisharis? It's only vikibul dama biklisharis bitzafin. So Tosis brings, I think, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim was b'daik from this mishnah. Rishonim say this throughout Shas that really shchita doesn't have to be done with a klisharis. You know why? Because shchita lav avoid, it's ksher bazar. Klisharis is a keli that was used for shiris, was used for avoid. But ayoyis shchita bazaar, it doesn't have to be used. You don't need a klisharis for it. It's like bazaar, Frank the Ragat Shavagayin, and Shia, they bring it from the Brisker Rav. Now, what's going on over here? The Gemara says, we will mekadish the mincha twice because we will mekadish the dam twice. What was the twice? Kadish the sakim, it's haver behemah, how the kadish lebe klisharis? It's not true. I thought that shchita ksher bazaar, shchita lavavaydi, it doesn't need klisharis. That's why it says shchitasim b'tzof, and it doesn't say shchitasim klisharis b'tzof. Said the Rav, which of a goyin, half of a fella. It's true the Gemara says shchita ksher bazar, which means shchita lav avayid, which means a zar could do it, and he doesn't need a klisharis, there's certainly no big deguna, etc., etc., etc. But that's only if a zar does it. If a kohen does the shechita, said the Ragat Shavagayin, it's going to be an avoida. And if it's going to be an avoida, it's going to have to be the big day kahuna. If it's going to be an avoida, he's going to have to use a klisharis. This Gemara, Masechta Soita, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, that says that there's a musag of being mekadosh the dam of a zevach before it goes on the mizbeach, not once but twice, you see when a kohen does the shechita. Because when a kohen does the shechita, said the Ragat Shavagayin, shechita is an avoida. And a yois, it's an avoida, it's for that reason it needed a klisharis. If it needed a klisharis, and then you mekadosh it again with a second klisharis, so you see it was miskadosh twice. A mincha is going to be the same thing. It's true, there is a way to do shechita where it would not need a klisharis. And in that case, you're taking up being mekadosh it twice. The Gemara in Soita Daf Yudal Amud Beis is not referring to when the Zar does the shechita. shechita. The Gemara is referring to when the kohen does the shechita, and when the kohen does the shechita, he needs a klisharis because then shechita is avoida. So if then shechita is avoida, you're being mekadosh twice. Al zen nemar. That's what the Gemara in Soit Daf Yudalam at Beis Yisrael said. The Chavetz Hasharin. He said beautiful. He says that's the teres to the Chassam Sofer's kasha. Chassam Sofer asked the kasha that why was Shmuel Omer Alacha Lefnei Rabbi? He was lafrusha meyisura because the divrei eli that shechita needs a kohen. The kohen was going to wear big day kohuna, one of which was the avnei. But lefia emes shechita lava avoidi. So even if a kohen does it, he's wearing the avnei shloi b'shas avoid. And the Rambam's shita is in the last halach in Hilchas Kalayim that a kohen that wears big day kohuna shloi b'shas avoid gets malchus because he's being over a loisa. I say he's being over this hashanis. So the Hushmu was telling Eli, he said, no, you have to understand. I understand. I'm a mayor lachem b'fnei rabbi, but erev and samach yimu, I'm saving. I'm spearing the kohen from the is hashanis. Says the that's all true. If when even when the kohen does the shechita, it's going to be lava avoidi. But later on, the chavu goyin's chiddush that when the kohen does the shechita, then shechita is an avoida. If it's an avoida, just like the Rogach of a goyin said to be miyashiv, the Gemara tzoyt yudal on the base, he would need a klishares, not like Rabbeinu Ephraim's dik in the beginning of Perek Ezel Mekoyman. So too, he would need big day kuna. It would be b'shas avoida. It wouldn't be shaloi b'shas avoida. So Shimon Galptach said that according to this, you saw it from the Rogach of a goyin. The Mechaz Chinuch Saaras is a rab. But Mechaz Chinuch wanted a taino that the reason Rabbi Yochanan said his lashon in the Gemara shlomim sheshachnam behechol. Why is it a lekatchila? To the extent that the hechel is a machim shchita, so it should be okay lekatchila to go into the hechel and to do the shchita. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you know why? Because shchita lava vaydi. So it's going to be a bia reikonis. You're going to be over the loisasei of ayove b'chaleis al kodesh. That's all true. That's all true. If even when a kohen does the shchita, it's lava vaydi. But loy teragach of a kohen that when the kohen does the shchita, then shchita is going to be an avoida. Oh, when the kohen does the shchita, shchita is going to be an avoida. So it comes out that it's not going to be a bir ekonis. It is going to be a vayda. Azor can't go into the hechel. Azor can never go into the hechel. Azor couldn't go past him. Beinu ulam lemizbech already was off limits for the zor. So bal karchach, we're talking about a kayin. If a kayin does the shchita, it isn't a vayda. Lechura, it wouldn't be a bir ekonis. If it wouldn't be a bir ekonis, so again, it's hajra, the ha'ara of the mechaz chinuch leduchte. Why is it shlomim sheshachnam behechel ksherim? Why is it something that he can't do a katchila? There's more to talk about. Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow.